Hi, and welcome to the Nat Decants podcast. I'm your wine-soaked host, Natalie McLean. This month's podcast is about matching wine with some of our favorite spring dishes, such as lamb, ham, and egg-based dishes. You can find more stories, the wines I reviewed this month, some delicious wine-friendly recipes, and a free e-newsletter on my website at nataliemclean.com. Now sit back and enjoy this month's story. When the coming of spring heralds warmer weather, we feel like celebrating. One of the best ways is by drinking fresh, vivacious wines that suit the season and complement lighter fare. You can pair them with egg dishes for leisurely brunches, or with ham or herbed lamb. For spring brunches, some wines can work just as well as classic cocktails like mimosas or Bloody Marys. Try a zippy, unoaked white, such as New Zealand's Sauvignon Blanc. Its herbal aromas will complement spring dishes and the accompanying seasonal vegetables, such as asparagus, artichokes, wild leeks, and spring peas. Unoaked Chardonnay is another good choice because it's also light and flavorful, without any of the clashing wood tannins or smoky flavors. Heavily oaked Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon can clash horribly with the sulfur compounds in egg dishes, making the wine taste flat and metallic. Good unoaked picks include Chablis from Burgundy and Riesling from Germany, Washington, or Canada. Another great choice is sparkling wine, either champagne from France or sparkling wines from another region such as California or Spain. The swarm of bubbles cleanses and refreshes your palate after the soft yolk dish coats your mouth. This makes the next bite of your frittata, poached eggs with béarnaise sauce, or other egg dishes taste even better. Although white wines usually work better than reds with eggs, dishes that have a savory ingredient can also be paired with light-bodied, smooth-textured reds. With bacon and herb omelets, or ham quiches, for instance, try Pinot Noir, Gamay, or Beaujolais. Another of the classic spring dishes is ham. Most hams are wet-cured with brine or saline solution, and then smoked. Popular finishes are a sweet glaze of bourbon or brown sugar, or maple syrup or orange marmalade. This gives the meat a glistening finish and an appetizing, salty-sweet taste. The dish is often accompanied by tangy dressings such as cloves, dried fruit chutney, or apricot preserves. All of those powerful fruit and spice flavors are delicious, but they're tough on many wines. What works best is usually a zippy white with a touch of sweetness, such as an off-dry Canadian or German Riesling. Bubbly can also hold its own with ham, but again, look for one that's softened by some sweetness, such as Moscato d'Asti from Italy. A New World Pinot Noir from California with lots of sweet cherry fruit aromas will also work. Another classic, roasted or grilled lamb, is one of the easiest foods to pair with wine. Juicier in texture than turkey, milder in flavor than beef, the classic match for its savory flavors are Cabernet Sauvignon blends from Bordeaux. But many dry and robust reds will also work, such as Spanish Rioja and Rhone Valley Syrah blends. Also good matches are the lush fruity Cabernets from New World regions such as California, Chile, Canada, and Australia. However, with more succulently prepared lamb dishes, many prefer the more austere, restrained flavors of Old World reds. In fact, the French word Sauvignon means savage. It describes those wild, gamey, leathery aromas in a good Cabernet Sauvignon that complement the herbs we use to flavor lamb, such as rosemary, mint, and thyme. The rich flavors of Navarin d'Agnon Primitaine, the hearty French spring lamb dish and vegetable stew, also pair well with full-bodied reds. An especially tender treat is spring lamb, just 5 to 6 months old, cooked slowly at a low temperature. Its rich proteins tame the tannins in Cabernet, making it taste less austere. At the same time, the wine's tannins make the dish taste less fatty and more refreshing. This marriage doesn't work when Cabernet is paired with mutton, a tougher, gamier meat from older sheep. The youngest and tenderest lamb of all is milk-fed. In France, they called it Agneau de Pouillac, or Pouillac lamb, after the region that's famous for both this dish and for the wines that accompany it. Three of the four Médoc first-growth clarets are produced there. With this mildest and palest of red meats, try a lighter red wine. When planning spring menus, don't overlook dessert. One match that works surprisingly well is chocolate cake with an orange or raspberry-flavored liqueur, and the bonus is that they are both divine with chocolate tarts, chocolate cookies, chocolate mousse, and so on. You can find recommendations for specific brands of all the wines I mentioned in this podcast in my wine reviews at nataliemaclean.com. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please let others know about it. There's also more information about my book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over, and the free newsletter on my website. Tune in again next month for another exciting episode. And in the meantime, drink up. Cheers, Natalie. This podcast and its content are a copyright of Natalie McLean, 2008.